Tonight, expect a low 41. Tuesday, sunny with a high up to 71.
The following program is sponsored and paid for by Battleground News, LLC. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Battleground News. To join the battle, call 904-831-0600. And now, here are Karen Morton and Jim Davis.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is Monday, 5 o'clock, and this is Battleground News. Very glad to have you with us today, and I'm Karen Morton, your host, and soon to be at his microphone here.
Jim Davis.
Jim Davis. Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. In case you guys don't know, I literally just walked in.
Is
that why he's out of breath?
Uh-huh.
It was running up those stairs.
Yes, but now you feel so good.
The elevator in this building is really slow, so the stairs was a good, it was good. I'm impressed. I thought you'd be might be the middle of the segment. But
no, it takes a while to get to the 10th floor.
That's an inside joke.
Yeah. You haven't been to the Salem Center. We only have two floors.
Oh, see, now you're telling everybody.
Penthouse. We should have done the 10 floors.
If we keep this up, we're probably going to wind up on the roof anyway. So what the heck?
Yeah, really?
We'll be on top of our game then.
Oh, man, he's already. He's pumped up, yeah. Ready to go.
Yeah, well, you know. I'm going to stop before I get myself into trouble over the air.
Thanksgiving week.
It is Thanksgiving week. You know what? That is so true. It is Thanksgiving week. Oh, my gosh. Trying to reach people and get things done this week is fascinating so far. But some of us are still working.
We're here. I'm still here till Wednesday.
I'm working.
And the gentleman you hear occasionally is AJ. AJ is our engineer and producer.
I used to be somebody.
No. Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Here we go. We're going to have a pity party while we're at it. Is that what the deal is?
I used to have my own show.
Anybody, welcome to Battleground News. We are thrilled to have you here. I don't know if you're going
to
be too thrilled
to have
that we're
you here.
But we are here, and so we're going to go ahead and cover a few things. First of all, this evening, for those of you who are over on the west side or heading that way, the Republican Party Club of Jacksonville West Side is having their meeting this evening at 6:30. And yes, I know. He's giving me all kinds of signals. And there are actually two speakers this evening at 6:30. The first speaker is going to be talking about education issues and a school that's opening up on the west side. But the second speaker is none other than our co-host, Jim Davis.
Yeah.
And what are you going to be talking about?
We're going to be talking about impeachment, what it entails, what are the requirements, what's the history on it, and what you can do as the average American citizen to influence this whole process.
Okay, now, that's impeachment. How do you influence a coup?
How do you influence a coup?
Because that's what we got. Let's face it.
You have to come tonight and find out.
There you go. Come tonight and find out. So truly, folks, it is open. And people are more than welcome to join in. It is the Republican Club of Jacksonville on the west side. And the address is actually at the Harvest Time Church on Old Middleburg Road. It's 4502 Old Middleburg. And for those of you who are over on the west side, you might know at Middleburg, it's right at No Road.
It's, all right, the so name it's closer of, to 103rd Street.
It's No,
see, I know
no
that area
road,
very well.
Road.
It's No it's Road.
No
yeah.
Road.
Between 103rd and Wilson.
Right, but No Road was actually a road, but...
Yeah.
No Road is a road,
but
yeah.
No Road is a road.
Got a lot of interest, but...
And if you keep going on No Road, you get all the way back to the gun club.
Yeah,
is that right?
I think some moonshiner
Gateway.
Named that when
is
they
it a
were
dead
imbibing
end?
their product.
This ain't no There's got to be some kind of... Well, some smart aleck said, yeah, just name it No Road.
All right.
Get it over with.
How about that? So they couldn't think of any roads because they've...
Hey, we're talking west side
here.
We've
got a lot of roads in Jacksonville.
I'm in trouble already, so what the heck?
There's a road over there called Forgotten Way. Way. How'd you like to live down at the dead end of Forgotten Way?
Actually, you know, that sounds, that appeals to me.
off the grid.
Having been in politics for close to 40 years, that appeals to me a great deal. Okay, so we're going to try and get control back here for a second in the studio. But again, if you'd like to go and listen to what Jim has to say about the impeachment, the coup process, if you will, again, it's 6:30 at Harvest Time Church, 4502 Middleburg Road, between Wilson and 103rd. Very good.
Yes. Audience showed up finally.
Exactly. All right. Now, I've got a few other things coming up. This is you get into the holidays.
Yeah.
And obviously Thanksgiving's coming up in just a couple of days. And then we're hot and heavy into the holiday Christmas season.
Right.
And a lot of times there's not a lot of political things going on, but not this year. We're actually, there's a lot of things that are happening. In addition to Christmas parties, on December 7th in the morning, there is an event put on by the We Can Be Heroes Foundation.
Right.
It's an amazing organization. They do a lot of things. They're the ones who produce the Benghazi tribute every year. But the We Can Be Heroes Foundation is holding a breakfast for heroes from 8 to 11 a.m. And it's going to be right off of JTB and Gate Parkway at the Sheraton Hotel. And you can get tickets online by simply going to WeCanBeHeroesFoundation.org.
For breakfast.
For breakfast. It's a full breakfast buffet. It's not Danish and coffee kind of thing. It's a full breakfast buffet. And their national spokesman, who is retired Captain Ryman Schoaf, will be talking. And he's going to be talking about something that happened on December 7th that is, the story's, it's not never been heard, but it's very, very seldom heard. And he's got a story about what happened with a Japanese pilot.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. And he's an incredible speaker. Those of you who've listened to our show, this one or the previous one with the Duval GOP, Ryman is a great guy. He's an incredible speaker.
He is.
And
true patriot.
And I think the morning will be extremely worthwhile. So if you want to go, again, it's December 7th, and in order to commemorate Pearl Harbor Day, they're having this breakfast and that talk. So, again, it's WeCanBeHeroesFoundation.org, and just click on events, and you can get your tickets right there. I think it's $20, and that includes the full buffet breakfast and everything. And it's food's really good over there, too. So
eat breakfast, help a hero.
Exactly. Excellent way to put it. That later on that night, for those of you who listen to early talk radio on this station, is Ed Dean's party. So tune in to Ed Dean and hear about his party, because it's coming up that same night, December 7th. And then a little bit later, I'll tell you about December 11th, right here at the Salem Center off of JTB and Phillips Highway. We've got State Representative Matt Shea from the state of Washington, who is going to be here in town. And Matt Shea is going to be with us on the radio 2 days beforehand on December 9th. So you can kind of hear him. He's a conservative Christian who's been elected to the state legislature in the state of Washington. He's like he's like the lone island out there.
The lonely little Patinian and onion patch.
But he's a powerhouse, I'll tell you. He's very popular with the young people, with the millennials. They listen to him. They understand what he's saying. He's doing a great job out there. But he's going to be on tour, and he's going to be in Jacksonville December 11th. So put that on your calendar. You can go to Eventbrite and just look it up. You can register for Eventbrite for free, and then pay $10 at the door. So we'll talk more about that as we go along. But we're about ready to get into a break. And as we do that, I want to let you know that the next person up is going to be Representative Cord Byrd from right here in Florida. Cord Byrd is a powerhouse. He's done so much. He's a Second Amendment attorney. He's the one who pushed the Sanctuary City ban through our legislature earlier this year, and he's going to be carrying some great bills in 2020. So he's going to be with us to talk about those as soon as we come back. So do not go away. Stay tuned. Cord Byrd coming up after the break.
You're listening to Battleground News on Talk Radio WBOB.
The Trump Club here in North Florida is extremely important because there are so many people who may have never been involved in politics before, but we are always being contacted by new people saying, oh my gosh, I didn't even know there was a Trump Club. What do I do? How do I get involved? Where do you meet? Those kinds of things. The easiest way, if you're on Facebook, is to just go to the Duval Trump Club. We also are on Twitter at Duval Trump Club. We have a lot of events coming up. We have our regular meetings, but we also have a lot of activities that we're planning. Well, some things will be fun, but we're also making our presence very, very well known within the community. Sign waving in different parts of the county, voter registration drives, community events and festivals and things like that, just talking with people to see if they're registered, and if they're not or if they need to change their registration, we'll have the paperwork there to enable them to do that. There's something for everybody, and we would love to have you on board.
Join the Duval Trump Club today. Learn more on Facebook and Twitter at Duval Trump Club.
American Electrical Contracting.
Do you take your power for granted? Call American Electrical and make sure your home or office is operating at peak efficiency. Get an electrical checkup. Call 737-7770 for any electrical need. Look for the red, white, and blue eagle on the side of their truck, and you'll know it's American Electrical.
American Electrical Contracting. Wired right at a fair price.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, painters, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to home.servicemagic.com. Home.servicemagic.com. That's home.servicemagic.com.
Are you tired of pre-recorded financial shows that try to scare you into buying annuities and life insurance products? I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee. Together we host the Van Wee Financial Hour, live every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Van Wee Financial is a fee-only financial planning and asset management company here on Florida's First Coast.
We bring you current financial information and analysis without the scare tactics.
Most of all, we answer your financial and investing questions live on the air.
Tune into the Van Wee Financial Hour and call us every Saturday morning at 10 right here on AM 600 and FM 101.1 WBOB.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
All right, everybody, we are welcomed with a special guest right now. We've got State Representative Cord Byrd, who is joining us on Battleground News. Cord, welcome to the show.
Hey, Karen, good afternoon, and hello to all your fans.
Ah, thank you so much. We're thrilled to be here, have you here today. And I'll tell you, I was very excited to see something that you put out earlier this week. You have a new bill, and it's a memorial bill regarding changing drug cartels or recategorizing them as terrorist groups. And I'll tell you, people are going, thank you, about time. Tell us why we need to do this.
Sure. Well, I saw the bill that Representative Chip Roy filed in Congress, mm-hmm. and under the under federal law, the Congress has the ability to declare certain organizations terrorist organizations, and so his bill would declare drug cartels, primarily Mexican drug cartels, as terrorist organizations, which allows the federal government then to take certain actions under federal law to deter them. So the memorial is just that. It's saying, as the Florida legislature, the Florida House specifically, supports this type of legislation, is asking Congress to pass it.
Okay, great. And so once it does get passed in Congress, what does that designation actually allow them to do then? I mean,
Right, sure. So it would be unlawful for a person in the U.S. or subject to the jurisdiction of the United States to knowingly provide material support or resources. Mm. Representatives and members of a designated foreign terrorist organization, if they are aliens, are inadmissible to and in certain circumstances removable from the United States. Mm-hmm. So, for example, last year we passed the Sanctuary Cities Law. So mm-hmm. if one of these people were to come into contact with federal immigration authorities, and it turns out that they were a member of a drug cartel in Mexico, then that would be enough grounds to deport that person.
Okay.
So once again, it helps the federal government can do certain things on financial transactions and freezing bank accounts of terrorist organizations. And we know that the drug cartels are they're involved in drug trafficking, human trafficking, sex trafficking, corruption, murder. We just saw the eight U.S. citizens murdered a few weeks ago. And I think why you say, you know, you said people are saying it's about time, because we defend all these other borders all over the world. And I'm not saying that those in certain circumstances, those aren't good things. But when we can't defend our own border, that's a problem. And that's what we're asking Congress to do.
Yes, exactly. So wonderful. Wonderful. Do you have any indication from some of our local congressmen as to whether or not they're going to help push this bill through in Washington?
So, in fact, just yesterday, I signed a letter to every member of the Florida delegation to Congress, both Democrat and Republican, asking them to support this. I don't see how this is not a bipartisan bill. I don't think anybody, Republican or Democrat, supports human trafficking or sex trafficking or corruption.
You would hope not, huh?
I wouldn't think so. I mean, maybe watching the impeachment hearings would give someone a different take.
Yeah,
I think good, reasonable people can support this regardless of party affiliation. So I have formally asked all of them to support Congressman Roy's legislation in Washington.
Fantastic, fantastic. And, of course, your bill will come up in the 2020 session here in Tallahassee starting in January, right?
That is correct, yes. Okay. Yes. And I anticipate that Senator Gruders may be filing something in the Florida Senate.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. So both houses would be would take action then. That would be fantastic.
Okay. Yes, and as the third largest state and a state with a large immigrant population and community and a state that, I mean, every legislative session, we're dealing with the issues of drug addiction and abuse and human trafficking and sex trafficking. I mean, these are things, this isn't just to try to make a political statement. These are things that we in the Florida legislature have to decide how we're going to allocate limited resources because we can't print money.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's happening, the federal government's failure to secure the southern border is impacting our state and our citizens, and something needs to be done about that.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think everybody's right. It is about time. We really need to be able to step up and take the right action and stop some of this nonsense. You know, we kind of stretch around the issues. We're always doing the PC thing. We're always saying, well, give them one more chance. No, this is ridiculous. These people don't need more chances. They need to just be gone, imprisoned for life or whatever. So
right. And as you know, because you were in Tallahassee this last year advocating for the Sanctuary Cities bill, and I personally appreciate your advocacy. You know that we're limited at what we can do at the state level. So that's why last year we did Sanctuary Cities. That's why when I saw what this bill in Congress and said, hey, let's do a memorial, it's to keep attention on it. And it's to say that the Florida legislature is doing everything within its lawful power to try to help in this area.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And I can't thank you enough because you are one of those shining stars in Tallahassee. As far as I'm concerned, you are out there in the forefront pushing on issues that are not just Republican issues and not just conservative issues, but they are American issues, America first. And that's incredibly, incredibly important in our nation.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Well, you're most welcome. Now, you were alluding to the Sanctuary City ban that you did get passed in the House last session earlier this year. And I guess there's some other things coming up in 2020 regarding immigration here in Florida. Can you kind of clue us in on some of that?
Sure. I'm working on legislation now and trying to get the language right, but we're looking at the E-Verify bill. That's something that Governor DeSantis campaigned on, and we're looking at that, which would require employers before hiring somebody to ensure their lawful status to work in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good for American workers and people who are lawfully here, because illegal labor suppresses wages.
Yes.
And it hurts legitimate businesses and legitimate employees. So we're looking at E-Verify. I think you may see a bill making it clear that illegal aliens cannot vote in Florida elections.
That would be wonderful.
That would be wonderful. I think you will see something possibly along the lines that they cannot get a driver's license. I know that there's a bill to allow them to get driver's licenses.
Yes.
And I think you'll see the opposite bill that says, no, that they cannot drive. I mean, there is just absolutely no good reason to legitimize someone who has an illegal status by giving them a driver's license. And we know with two counties that have a history of having issues with voting, that by giving them that legitimate state ID, that will lead to illegal aliens voting in Florida.
Exactly. It can definitely be misused. So those are fantastic. I tell you, we are anxious to see all that you do in this next session. I know that you're preparing for it. Session starts for 2020, January
14th.
Yes. 14th. Okay. And you're in session for 60 days. The state of Florida has 60 days to actually accomplish something, make up their minds, and then kind of go home, which is the way legislation was supposed to be in the originally.
Exactly. That we come home and we have to live under the laws that that we pass and face our constituents, not hide out in D.C., but actually have to come home and listen to the voters. And that's what I try to do is try to find common sense solutions that everyone should support. I'm working on a bill to address some voter fraud issues that I think once again should have bipartisan support. That, you know, no one should be for making it easier to commit fraud in elections.
Absolutely.
I'm excited about that legislation and stay tuned.
Absolutely. Okay, great. Listen, we're looking forward to having you back many times over the next couple, 3 months to talk to us about what's happening, where we are in the process. You are always an excellent guest, and I thank you so very much for putting through these bills and carrying these bills, because it makes a great difference for the state of Florida and for the United States, and we thank you.
Well, thank you, Karen, and I always enjoy the opportunity, and thank you for your service and being that voice of the people.
Appreciate it. And you take care. We will talk to you again soon.
Outstanding. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. That was Cord Byrd. And I'm telling you, he's one to watch for and one to root for. Cord Byrd is out there ahead of the game. He is he's taking the dramatic steps on incredibly important issues for the state of Florida and for the United States. And I'll tell you, in addition to the talking with us on air, he was this morning at the Villages. He was with the governor. Governor DeSantis made a couple of announcements, but one of them was specifically regarding E-Verify. And for those of you who may not be aware of E-Verify, E-Verify is an immigration solution, really, to keeping illegal aliens from being able to get jobs here in the United States. So it's an incredibly important bill. It would definitely make a huge difference. We've got a very, very large illegal immigrant population here in Florida,
yes,
and it would make a huge difference, free up some jobs for some people who are U.S. citizens. People always say, oh, no, those are jobs nobody would fill. They don't get paid. Excuse me. These workers in Florida who are working in the fields and working in different agricultural endeavors, they're making $15 an hour and up, and there's a fight for them. I mean, literally, they'll come in, they'll get a job with an agricultural organization, and within 2-3 months, they'll go off to a construction job that's paying them way more. These are well-paid jobs. You know, people think it's a media ploy for people to think that these people aren't getting paid anything. They're destitute. No, they're not.
What they think is Americans are too afraid to get out and work, and what Americans won't do is they won't get out and work for peanuts.
They won't work for nothing, exactly.
You know?
But treat them with a little respect, and I'm telling you, these people are well paid. So anyway, E-Verify is an incredibly important thing. The governor campaigned on it. Cord Byrd and Senator Joe Gruters are and Senator Tom Lee are taking the lead on E-Verify in Tallahassee. So I'm looking forward to a very good 2020 legislative session there. And we're going to be back in just a minute. Again, thank you to Cord Byrd for everything that he's doing out there. Keep an eye on him. IDs, stopping IDs for and driver's license for illegals and working on the voter fraud problem. Definitely keep an eye on him.
We will be back after this break. We're going to be joined by the president of Trump Team 2020 Florida. So do not go away. You don't want to miss Annie Marie Delgado. She will be with us in just a few minutes.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Chinese government has detained more than a million people from ethnic minorities, most of them Muslim, for what it calls voluntary job training. But a classified blueprint leaked to news organizations shows the camps are instead precisely what former detainees have described. Forced ideological and behavioral re-education centers run in secret. The documents also show how China is using high-tech mass surveillance to target people for detention. The government calls it a fabrication. Billionaire Democrat Michael Bloomberg is running for president. The 77-year-old former New York City mayor, one of the richest men in the world, announced his decision to join the crowded Democratic field on Sunday. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 191 points to 28,066. The NASDAQ rose 112. The S&P advanced 23. And oil up 14 cents to close at $57.97 a barrel. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good afternoon, I'm Nikki Whaley. For some reason, Jacksonville Beach just won't be the same for the next couple of years. And that's starting today. The pier will be closed for 2 years due to repairs. A grant of almost $10 million being used to fix damage caused by Hurricanes Irma and Matthews. Now, the improvements include raising the pier by 8 feet and rebuilding a ramp. Polk County residents unhappy about the increased noise from above may have to endure just a bit longer. Defense contractor Draken International has been testing its Mirage F-1 fighter jets at Lakeland Linder International Airport, and the testing will continue for one more week. The company has to finish testing by December 2nd because that's when the runway it's using will be closed for renovations. A Draken exec tells the Ledger they're grateful for the company's support and for not getting too upset about the noise. That's Jacksonville, Dodd Radio News.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
You're seeing some delays because of an accident on San Jose Boulevard heading south at Venture Place in Mandarin, blocking the left turn lane there. Also, there's a crash on the East Beltway 295 heading north beyond Gate Parkway, and a disabled vehicle on the East Beltway 295 southbound at the Dames Point Bridge, blocking the right lane. Clear tonight, expect a low 41. Tuesday, sunny with a high up to 71.
Are you disabled? Has Social Security denied your claim? The Green Law Firm will fight to get you the benefits you deserve. I'm attorney Jackie Green, and I have been practicing law here in Jacksonville for over 20 years. Call me at the Green Law Firm at 904-900-4778. With an experienced lawyer by your side, I will fight to get you the benefits you deserve. Don't delay. Call today. 904-900-4778. Online at thegreenlawfirmjax.com. When the one who should stand beside you doesn't, we will.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. You know, we've been in business here in Florida since 1928. And if you asked what's been the most important part of our history and what will be the most important part of Underwood's future, the answer's the same thing for both. Our honesty and integrity. Our founder, H.F. Underwood, had a favorite saying, "Know the truth and tell the truth." That's why we're the longest standing member of the American Gem Society in Florida, because we know that you have to have the knowledge about gemstones before you can tell the truth about gemstones. As a result, we've continued educating our staff through the Gemological Institute of America and the American Gem Society. In fact, today, Underwoods has the largest American Gem Society credentialed staff of professionals east of the Mississippi River. So come by and see why we're looking forward to the future and let one of our credentialed professionals take care of you. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the shops upon Avedra.
Here in the United States, we are alarmed by the new calls to adopt socialism in our country. America was founded on liberty and independence, and not government coercion, domination, and control. We are born free, and we will stay free.
USA.
Yes.
USA.
Great, great, great clip. All right, so
We're back. You're listening to Battleground News. I'm Karen Morton, your host, our co-host.
Jim Davis.
And we are into the second half of our show. Next guest up, we've got online. She's kind of a powerhouse. That's the best way for me to describe Annie.
That's an understatement.
It is. But this lady, we're going to be talking about a lot of things regarding President Trump and things that are happening in the state of Florida. And we're being joined by a woman who's known President Trump for, I don't know, 30-some years or something, a long, long time. And it works day and night to support him and to get him reelected. So please welcome to the show, President of the Trump Team 2020 Florida organization, Annie Marie Delgado.
And good evening to you both. Hi, Karen.
Hi. Hey, Annie.
What a pleasure to be with you.
We're glad to have you. We are very glad to have you. I know you are busy. I was talking to Annie earlier, and she's like, "This will be my third or fourth radio today."
Yeah, I call it Manic Monday.
Manic Monday.
Manic Monday. Yeah, I started off early in the morning as I do every single day. I'm up at 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock. I have my prayer line on Mondays. I get one radio show right after another. And I'm so delighted to be here and ending my day with you all here at the Battleground.
That's wonderful. We're glad to have you. We really are. And you, you've just got a ton of things going. Tell us what's been happening with, well, actually, you might explain to our listening audience, what is Trump Team 2020 Florida?
It'd be my pleasure entirely. Well, I can tell you that I started out, and you almost had it right. I've known President Trump, well, Mr. Trump, as I still call him, but out of respect, certainly President Trump, since the 80s, and I have what I call my baby pictures with him, and I've worked with him and for him. Yes, indeed.
I've seen some of those pictures. You were so young. I've seen pictures.
I know, we were both. Would you see how
Yeah. Yeah, we were both. You were both young. That's true. That's true.
and the beauty of it is that that second picture where it seemed like every 10 years or so we're doing something else, and he wrote on there, 10 years later, that was after Mar-a-Lago. And, you know, I had the pleasure and honor of seeing what an amazing the energy and the integrity that this man put into restoring Mar-a-Lago, which, you know, that was built in 1924 by Meriwether Post. Mm-hmm. And the story and the history of it is just amazing. But to see the integrity and what he did to restore it to its original state is was unbelievable. After that, anyway, so then he built the Trump International in West Palm Beach over the bridge on the west side. So certainly I helped with that at that time, being an elected official and doing different things. But he brought in for the first time the LPGA, the women's tournament. I did the first event to kick that thing off, and that's that second picture where he wrote 10 years later. He got off. he was soaking wet, sweating, and I had a suit on, and it was hot, and I was sweating as well. But we were in the tent, and then as it goes on, and then I received a phone call from Corey Lewandowski. Corey Lewandowski was our first campaign manager for the 2016 campaign.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he said, Mr. Trump would like to see you at Mar-a-Lago. I went over. I sat with Corey Lewandowski and Mike Glassner. Mike Glassner is still with the administration. And we talked. And then Mr. Trump, in his fashion and in his way, comes around the corner. He looks at me. He looks at Corey. He points at me. He says, "Hire her." And Corey said, "Already did, boss."
Great story.
And I tell you, the rest is history from that, because I hit that ground running as I do, and he hired me personally. I was actually the only first and only state director that he personally hired, and he hired me as the state director for Florida for the campaign for grassroots and coalitions, and then a whole lot of other things got put on as the time went on.
Yeah.
But, you know, we were very proud to be able to win 66 out of 67 counties in the state of Florida during the primary election.
Yes.
And We lost the one down in Miami to Little Marco, and so moving on into the general election, the Republican National Committee actually came in, and I have a beautiful office in Palm Beach on PGA, and so they leased my office space, and they hired me as the headquarters manager, which is the first time that we had a headquarters in Palm Beach for the Republican National Committee. And we won that general election in huge numbers. I mean, we averaged on a daily basis 2,700 phone calls. That was average. Some days 4,000 nonstop.
That's amazing.
After the election was over.
Now it's time to regroup and start all over again.
Exactly. There were two things that happened. My security guard kept calling me saying, Annie, there's people, there's like 12 of them out there now. So I'd have to go to the office, and I'm like, guys, we won. Go home.
we're done.
Go home. And the beauty of it is, you know, it made me realize that, no, they said we can make some phone calls somewhere, something. And I said, you know what? You're right. And that's where Trump Team 2020 Florida was born.
Gotcha.
And we started our first chapter in Palm Beach. And since then, we have grown. We have chapters from as far down as Miami to as far north as Pensacola and the Panhandle and everywhere in between and across the state.
And Duval.
And Duval. We have the test rate.
That's right. Don't forget us.
Yeah.
How can we ever forget Duval? County, you guys are amazing up there. You're rocking it, you know?
Yeah.
Beautiful. The enthusiasm and the... And the second most important thing that comes to mind is that during the campaign of 2016, every Monday, Mr. Trump and the paid staff, us state directors around the different states, we would all pray together and start our week off that way.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the second thing that came to mind. I said, there's something missing. And that was it. So I started the Trump prayer line as well.
Yes.
And we pray every Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock a.m., we rest and Sabbath on Saturday, and then we pray specifically and only for the president on Sunday at 9 a.m. And we have people that call in and pray with us from all over the country and all kinds of folks from Albeda King, Dr. Ben Carson. I mean, on and on it goes.
Right.
And so this is an important thing.
Can anybody call in on that line?
Absolutely. I'd love to give you the number.
I would love to have you do that. What is the prayer line?
Okay, the Trump prayer line, the call-in number is area code 605. It's a free call, by the way.
Okay.
605-313-4154.
Okay.
And then when you get on, they'll ask you for an access code.
Uh-huh.
And the access code number is 224928, and then the pound sign.
Okay. And folks, if you are driving, what I want you to do is make sure that you're on Facebook and on Twitter. You are liking and following Battleground News. Make sure that you do that, and then you can look up all of this stuff. When we're talking about different events and different things like the prayer line, we will have it posted for you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
They're far and wide. You know, we cannot pray enough. Right now, you know, we are not in a battle with Democrats. We are not in a battle with these fake Republicans or the Never Trumpers. We are in a spiritual battle in this country right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're fighting for the soul of this nation.
As evidenced by the recent coup attempt in Washington, D.C.
Precisely.
The failed coup attempt.
they keep trying, though. But I'll tell you, it's... you know, we are very grateful to the Lord that he has put Mr. Trump in, for this time in this position. And I really, truly feel that he's anointed for this. And we are all blessed. He is bringing so many, I call them my angels and my warriors from all around this state. And this is why we have grown tremendously the way we have. One of the things I will tell you that our main focus, we are the largest grassroots organization right now in the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And our main focus is to... do voter registration. Of course, we do all the other, you know, we have speakers come in, tremendous amount of speakers. We do our flag wave, and we have all kinds of wonderful events. But the most important thing is that there's only one way to win an election.
Right.
You have to have more voters than your opponent.
There you go.
Period.
Yep.
And when we have the Andrew Gillum of the world, y'all remember who that guy was?
Oh, boy, do I remember.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, he announced he has $2 million. Yep. He became a third-party voter registrant in the state of Florida, and he's going to register a million Democrats. Well, in essence, what he really meant to say is, George Soros gave me $2 million to ensure the voter fraud that we just did a trial run in Broward and Palm Beach County in 2018. We know how to do it now.
Exactly.
That's really what it meant.
All right, folks, we're going to be back with Annie in just a few minutes. We've got to take this break, and we'll be back, so don't go away. The Trump Club here in North Florida is extremely important because there are so many people who may have never been involved in politics before, but we are always being contacted by new people saying, oh my gosh, I didn't even know there was a Trump Club. What do I do? How do I get involved? Where do you meet? Those kinds of things. The easiest way, if you're on Facebook, is to just go to the Duval Trump Club. We also are on Twitter at Duval Trump Club. We have a lot of events coming up. We have our regular meetings, but we also have a lot of activities that we're planning. Well, some things will be fun, but we're also making our presence very, very well known within the community. Sign waving in different parts of the county, voter registration drives, community events and festivals and things like that, just talking with people to see if they're registered, and if they're not or if they need to change their registration, we'll have the paperwork there to enable them to do that. There's something for everybody, and we would love to have you on board.
Join the Duval Trump Club today. Learn more on Facebook and Twitter at Duval Trump Club.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
American Electrical Contracting over on St. Augustine Road is expanding, and they need electricians. They offer top wages along with a benefit plan second to none. Paid holidays, vacation, 401k with match, bonus plan for all employees. A third-year electrician will get about 6 weeks' pay they did not have to work for. That's right, 6 weeks. 3 weeks vacation, 6 paid holidays, 2 weeks pay for bonus. Who does that? American Electrical. That's who. Call 737-7770 or drop by their office on St. Augustine Road.
Hi, I'm Mincy Pollock of Florida Care Insurance, and it's that time of year again. Open enrollment for health care. Over 60% of employers don't even offer group benefits. If you're one of those employers who don't and think you can't afford it, I have a solution. Offering benefits to employees usually saves you over time and reduces turnover. Call us today at 265-4753. That's 265-4753, or go to groupbenefits.solutions. No matter how big or small your company, we have a solution. I guarantee.
And now, back to Battleground News with Karen Morton and Jim Davis.
Yay.
All right, we're back, everybody. Welcome to Battleground News. Karen Morton here, Jim Davis sitting across the way there.
We're sitting right over here.
All right. And I wanted to quickly do a shout-out to all the people over at American Electrical, one of our wonderful sponsors here on Battleground News. Yeah, fantastic group. And I just want to put also a pitch out there, if you will. We are looking to expand, and we are looking for additional advertisers, additional sponsors for our show. If you are listening and you own a company, or you work for a company where the owner is a conservative and wants to not only advertise the business but also
loves
make
the
sure
country.
Loves the country and make sure that that everything is being done to reelect the president, to support our Second Amendment, and support our veterans. Have them call us, because we would love to have you on board with us on our team, and you know, give us a call, and you can call the studio 904-831-0600, or you can reach me at battlegroundnews@yahoo.com. battlegroundnews@yahoo.com. So if you're interested at all, we'll get you some information. I'd love to sit down and talk with you. Okay.
Woo-hoo!
So yeah,
get on board. Woohoo! Get on that choo-choo train.
exactly, because we have a lot to do between now and next November. So we've got Annie Marie Delgado on the line, president of Trump Team 2020 Florida. And Annie, I know you've got a big event coming up in December, because you've got several chapters all over, stretching from one end of the state to the other, but you got another one starting up in December, don't you?
I certainly do. And we are kicking off the Marion County chapter in Ocala, Florida at the Hilton. And it is going to be one heck of an event. We have every single level from congressional representation with Congressman Ted Yoho, which, as a matter of fact, I was just with Ted Yoho this past Saturday night. Mm-hmm. We were at Mar-a-Lago at the Winter White House, and we had a magnificent event there with Congressman Steve King, House Representative Mike Hill, and that was a beautiful event. Now, in addition to Ted Yoho in Marion County on the congressional level, we have Senator Dennis Baxley, which many people know him.
He's great guy.
A wonderful conservative and a good man that works very hard along with Representative Mike Hill to save the unborn babies here in the state of Florida. There's a bill, the Heartbeat Protection Bill, that they're all working on diligently to get passed, and we should get it passed this year. There's no reason why we shouldn't. We have a Republican governor, a Republican Senate, and a Republican House. Now, they need to get to work and get this passed.
Hear, hear.
Stop these abortions. And then we have House Representative Sam McClain. We have House Representative Anthony Sabatini. We have Evan Power, which is the chair of mm-hmm. all county chairs from the Republican Party of Florida. He's an amazing man that is really doing terrific work statewide. I don't say that often from people from the RPOS.
But yeah, that's true.
With this man, I certainly will. We need to make sure that he gets in the position of Republican National Committee man, which he's running for. He's a good guy, really good guy that will do good things for the counties, 67 counties in the state of Florida.
Right.
In addition to that, we have all the county commissioners, the mayors from all the different cities, plus we have five surrounding counties, the RSC chairmen's all coming.
Yep.
It's going to be quite the evening. And the beautiful part about it is that we have the Trump Mobile coming, the Jumbotron coming.
Oh.
The Trump train that was built by our Citrus County chapter, Billy Casey and his group there.
Wow.
This train is pretty impressive. Yeah. And we have a live elephant. We have.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Did I say that again? You have a live elephant? I got blow up elephant.
A real live elephant. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Does he have, blonde hair that combs backwards? That's what I want to know.
Because if he does, Jim's going to be in love with it. Yeah,
absolutely.
We also have, because Ocala, is horse country. And, we have Buddy, which is our Clydesdale horse, which is carriage.
Oh, my gosh. It's
nice.
Just exquisite. Very exquisite. It's in the Grand Ballroom. It's December the 19th. At the Hilton in Ocala.
Okay, December the 19th. That's a Thursday night?
That's a Thursday evening, 6
okay.
o'clock, yep, 6 to 9. And we have all the Trump gear you could possibly ever think of. We're going to be giving away a lot of items.
Right.
We have some real special pieces that are originals and signed that we will also be raffling off. It's going to be amazing. We have a beautiful ice sculpture, the 25-foot Christmas tree, which reminds me, as we today, the Christmas tree has arrived in the White House.
Yep, Jim was just talking about that during the break.
Yep.
He was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Wonderful, yes. And so, the spirit is in gear, and anyone that would like to join us, get tickets, please go to Trump Team 2020 Florida on Facebook and see the Eventbrite site that you can get your ticket there. You certainly can email us, if I may.
Yes, please.
At Trump Team 2020 FL, as in Frank Larry, Florida, Trump Team 2020 FL at gmail.com.
Okay.
Or you can call 561-779-3535. That's 561-779-3535. We have folks coming from as far as Georgia, some folks from North Carolina. I've got friends coming in from D.C., the Keys, Miami, and all the way through.
That's going to be an extravaganza.
It certainly is.
It sounds like a lot of fun. I'm coming down with my husband.
I know we're bringing I know we're bringing at least six people from Duval County down there for the event.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And they can also always just go to my personal page, Annie Delgado, on Facebook, because the hotel is going to, which I'll be posting tomorrow, giving a special code for a group rate for Trump Team 2020 Florida.
Yay.
And people can stay right at the Hilton, which is a beautiful hotel. You know, I really give them a lot of credit, a lot of kudos, because many times, you know, I bring a lot of people through, like, you know, Judge Jeanine and,
right.
and some of the other personalities and Don Jr. and whoever they meet. They have a presidential floor there.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're very discreet. Their professionalism and their service is extraordinary, truly.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. It sounds fantastic. We're looking forward to it. So, again, folks, at December 19th, it's a Thursday. And if you've got the time, head on down to Ocala and mm-hmm. the Hilton Hotel right on, is it SR State Road 200, isn't it?
It's on, yeah, you get up, it's on I-75 and Highway 200.
Okay.
And it's just off the highway. As soon as you look east on the highway, you'll see the Hilton.
It's right there, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We're going to have some special surprise guests that, because we have a lot of folks are going to be in town at that time.
Okay.
So they're going to be scooting on over to say hi.
Because that's what we need. We need more surprise guests, because you don't have a long enough list as it is, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, really. You know, besides the live elephant.
With the blonde hair.
I can't believe somebody complained about, you know, why this person's name's not on there. We know they're coming. We already heard.
Oh, my gosh.
I said, I don't have any room on the flyer
anymore.
Yeah,
your flyer's used up. That's for sure. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what I'm telling you. Annie Marie Delgado is a powerhouse. When she does anything, it's always over the top. It's always incredible. And so, you know, I encourage you to go. She will occasionally get up here to Duval in 2020, and we will let you know ahead of time so that you can come out and meet Annie. Annie, we've only got 2 minutes left, and I got a couple of announcements I've got to make. So I'll tell you what, I know you're going to be back with us again. And
yes, indeed.
We're looking forward to it. So we will talk with you again, and I want to thank you very much for spending your time with us this evening.
It's my pleasure entirely. God bless you all. God bless your audience. And I wish all of you a blessed and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Everybody, Annie Marie Delgado, you will hear from her over and over again as we get closer and closer to the election. There's a lot to be done and a lot to keep up with. So she's one of the people that is going to help us do that. And I wanted to mention to you, again, we are going to be back again on Monday with the Thanksgiving holiday and everything. We'll be back again on Monday. That's December 2nd. And when we come back on December 2nd, we will be talking about the Second Amendment. There are over 50 bills that have been gun control bills to further infringe on the Second Amendment. There have been over 50 of them already filed in Tallahassee for the 2020 legislative session. And we're also going to be talking about the status of the gun control bill that they're trying to put on the ballot in November of 2020. So we've got Eric Friday, who is the general counsel for Florida Carry, and he is going to be on the air with us for the hour. So please tune in on Monday, December 7th. And in the meantime, we just want to say from both of us, very
happy Thanksgiving.
Very, very happy Thanksgiving. And so please have a wonderful, happy, safe holiday. Don't eat way too much.
Turkey!
Turkey!
Gobble,
See you
gobble.
Next Monday. Take care.